Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, Yom Shlishi, the 14th day of the month of El. Getting ahead of myself here. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Alini Orna Bas, Chain Chana, Yehoshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devora, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Bitzala Ben Chaya Batsheva. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, and Arvin Tanel Ben Sonia Tziona, who's unjustly being held in Iran. May they speedily be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Shaket of Hadar High School for Girls in Boca Raton, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Shaket fully reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, then the Shaberach for Tzahal, then the Shaberach for the Shvuyim. And finally, Rabbi Shaket will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholem, pausing to give each of us an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. You can do so anytime, ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link, ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shaket.
Thank you so much, Naftali. It's always a pleasure and a chus to be able to share words of Torah with you, particularly during this time in which, of course, we are reflecting during the month of Elul, knowing the uncertainty in Eretz Yisrael, as what to daven for and what to try to chazek and to strengthen ourselves in various areas. I want to spend a couple of minutes sharing with you an incredible insight I came across just a few days ago. Based on a pasuk that unfortunately we are saying day in and day out in one of the prophets, one of the kapitlach, one of the chapters of Tehillim that we seem to be saying on a daily basis for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael and for cholim, for sick individuals across the globe. We say the words Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem Tzilcha Yad Minecha, which is literally translated, David HaMelech composes and declares, he proclaims that all of Klal Yisrael should know Hashem is your guardian, Hashem is your protected shade at your right hand. And the simple understanding means that Hashem is always watching us, he's keeping his eye out for us, he's always protecting us. Sometimes we feel it more, unfortunately sometimes we feel it less, but we should always know that David HaMelech, this is incredible, insightful, predictive, prophetic words, providing that chizuk to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always protecting us. However, the Kedushat Levi, Zechut Yagin Olein of the Partitiver, quotes from the Nehelim Bal Shem Tov, who offers an alternative approach in understanding what these words mean, and one that provides a tremendous amount of insight and inspiration as we continue to progress through this month of Elul, as we continue to reflect on our conduct and our behavior, to hopefully jumpstart and reinvigorate, but also
the holy Bar Ditchever, Zechus Yagin Olein, quotes from the Bal Shem Tov, who says something absolutely incredible. And he explains that Hashem Tzilcha, when David HaMelech composes these words, that Hashem is our shade, what does he really mean? He means that when a person walks in the shade of the sun, what does he produce? He produces a shadow. And what the shadow says of Hashem Tov, a shadow follows every move we make with absolute precision, with absolute accuracy. We raise our right arm, the shadow reflects that. We lower our left arm, the shadow reflects that. The shadow mirrors our every conduct, our every physical behavior, exactly how it is. Says the Kedushas Levi, quoting the Baal Shem Tov, what is David HaMelech teaching us? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimics and mirrors every move we make. It doesn't just mean that he's protecting us, it means he's reflecting on us. What does that mean, says the Kedushas Levi? It means that when we demonstrate compassion to others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as our shadow, reflects that compassion to us. When we demonstrate patience with other people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exerts that patience with us. When we're slow to anger and don't allow our tempers to flare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is slow to anger and does not allow Kiviyachol, his temper, to be against us. Each and every movement we make, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects that. When we're charitable with others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reciprocate with that charitable attitude as well. David HaMelech is teaching us, Hashem Shomrech, Hashem is going to be our guardian, but no, Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to follow our every move. He's going to reflect, he's going to mirror, he's going to reciprocate everything that we do. And that privilege of being able to be the beneficiary of, the recipient of Hashem's protection, also comes with the responsibility of Hashem Tzilcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting us under the magnifying glass in a good way. If he sees us doing the right thing, he's going to reflect and we are going to receive all of those zechuyos, all of those merits. Unfortunately, if we do the wrong thing, we too are going to be the recipient of that attitude, that approach, that reciprocity. And so it means that as we progress just a little over 2 weeks before, we walk into the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, just 10 days before we begin the period of Slichos, and then subsequently Rosh Hashanah, the Aseret Yemei, culminating with Yom Kippur, and of course Hoshana Rabbah, we need to reflect and we need to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us, but understand that protection has a caveat. That protection has a claim or has a condition, and that is Hashem Tzilcha. He's watching us, and we need to be cognizant, we need to be aware of every move that we make. We need to understand that everything we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reflect. And as we progress through the month of Elul, let's integrate, let's reflect, let's understand, let's grow, let's recognize our weaknesses and work on them. Let's recognize and acknowledge our strengths and capitalize on them. And Be'ezrat Hashem, if we take this message of Hashem Tzilcha, understanding that first Hashem is always going to be your Shomrecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to protect, he's always going to guard, he's always going to take care of Klal Yisrael. We need to do our part. Hashem Tzilcha, we need to make sure that everything we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be comfortable in reflecting so that we can be the beneficiaries of the Yizgimu Midos. Mahu Rachum, Afata Rachum, just as Hashem is compassionate, so just as we are compassionate, we can be on the receiving end of that compassion, and so on and so forth for many years to come. We should all be Zocha to be the recipients of a Tziva V'chassima Tova, to be written in and sealed in the Book of Life, to be the recipient of all the conduct and behavior that we're going to ensure is going to come to fruition, and Be'ezrat Hashem will ultimately yield the incredible fruits, the incredible results of a sweet and beautiful new year ahead. We're going to now begin with Tehillim Chaf, chapter 20 in Tehillim. L'manaseach mizmor l'David, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yisach Ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol min chosecha v'yolas v'yidash nesela. Yitem lecha chil v'avecha v'chatascha yimalei, Neranina v'shuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, Yimalei Adonai kol v'shalosecha. Ata yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho yarneu mishmei kotsho v'gburos yesha yimino. Eile v'rechev, ve'eile v'asusim v'nachdenu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, Hem akar v'nafol v'anachdenu kamdenu v'nitzodad, Adonai oshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. We will now progress and move to Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo'echzar, V'nosdeshe Yarbitzeni, Al Ne'menuchos Yina Haleini, Nafshi Yishovev Yarcheni V'magle Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo, Gam Kielech B'gei Tzalmavis, Lo'ira Rak Yata Imadi, Shiftachol Mishantecha Hema Yina Chamuni, Taruch Lefanai Shulchan, Neged Sobre Roi, Yishanta V'Hashem Roshi Kosi Revaya, Achtov v'chesed yirdufuni kol yimei chayai, v'shachtiv v'eit Adonai li'orech yamin. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'malos, esta enai el haharim, me'ayin yivo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aret. Al item l'mot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad ilinecha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach v'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikoro yishmoras nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tezcha v'oecha me'ata v'ad olam. And finally, second to last paragraph, Tehillim Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shehamalos mimam hakim tirasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, tienes necha kashivos v'kol tachan Adonai. Im avanos tishvarya Adonai mi yamod. Kimcha salicha l'ma'an tibarei. Kivisa Adonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalpi, nafshi l'Adonai v'shomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, im Adonai acheset v'arbei mofidus. And finally, we'll conclude the chapter 142, Kuf Mem Beis. Maskil LeDavid Yosav Amiras Tfilah Koli El Adonai Ezak Koli El Adonai Eschanan Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi Tarasi Lefanav Agid Tizatayt Alei Ruchi Ve'atoy Adata Nesivasi Yorach Zahalech Tamnu Fachlit Habei Yamin Ur'evi Limakir Avad Manos Mimeni Indoresh Benafshi Zahaki Elech Adonai Amarti Atamachti Chelki Be'eret HaChayim Hashiva Uyunasi Gedalosim Ve'od Hatibein Mirotfai Kiamtsu Mimeni As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are distressed or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Yishabarach HaVoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yivarach Eschalei HaTzva Haganah L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon HaOmdim Al Mishmar Arteinu V'Arei Eloheinu, V'Gvul HaLebanon, V'Amidmar Mitzrayim, U'Min Hayam HaGadol, Adlovo HaRavav, U'Bavokol Makom Shehen, V'Yavasha Ba'Avir HaVayam, Yitin Adonai Yisraelinu, HaKamim Aleinu, Nigafim L'Sehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Yatzis Chayaleinu, Mikol Tzor V'Tzuka, ומקונגו ומאכלו וישפח ברוך והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידבר שונאו ותחתיהם ויעשם בחסר ישוע ובעטרת ניצחון. ויקרם בהם הכסוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההוליך עמכם ויילחם לכם עם אויביכם ויושיע אספם ונאמר אמן. ושרבח אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב יוסף משה וארו דב ושלמה ויברך וישמר וינצרס מעדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל שבויו. אז כל אחינו הנשום בפטרו ובשביו ועבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה נספלו בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציאם. מחושך וצלמוות ומוסרותיהם ינפק וממצוקותיהם יושיעם ויושיבם מהר לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לו אדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. ויקרם בהם בקרש הקוסו ופדו יהיה אדוני ישובון ובואו ציון ורינה. שמחת עולם על ראשם ששם ושמחה ישיגו ונוסו יגון ואנחה ונאמר אמן. בישר בערך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב הושע ואנדרו ושלמה יברך ורח את החולים ואת החולות. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachmim Alav, Alayim, Rachmim Yimal, Rachmim Yimal, Rachmim Yimal, Rachmim Yimal, Yishpach Lehem Meir Fur Shmema Min HaShamayim, Vimrach Vavir Mishisa Gidei, Besov Shav Kol Yisrael, Fuat Nefesh Ruchu HaSaguf, Hashav Bagalav Zman Kariv, Vinomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rav Shaki. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please go on to Mir Tashem in the near future. If you enjoyed listening to Rav Shaki, I encourage you to take a look. I believe it's on Amazon, his great sefer, which every Shabbos table should have a copy of Rabbi Shach. It's a really incredible sefer on the Parsha, Timeless Torah, inspiring messages from the Parsha. Really enhances the Shabbos table and really lends itself to really incredible conversation. So definitely worthwhile to take a look. And again, Rabbi Shach, thank you. We look forward to having you back. Please God soon. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama comfort, physic strength, and hope all of Klal Yisrael around the world.